Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and an invitation for you on Tuesday, December 1st, we'll be doing our show live from the Green Space, and a limited number of tickets are now available. Among our guests, New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman, who will take your questions live from our stage. Tickets are just $10. Come see the Brian Lehrer Show live on Tuesday morning, December 1st, with Thomas Friedman and others in the Jerome L. Green Performance Space here at WNYC. For tickets, go to thegreenspace.org. It's not our usual website. It's thegreenspace.org, and green has an E at the end of it. Well, as you've probably heard, somebody is being held accountable for what happened in New Orleans. A federal judge ruled yesterday that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is liable for much of the flooding that devastated New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. With us to talk about what this means for that city and people whose lives were upended by the federal levee breach is H.J. Bosworth. He is director of research for levees.org. That's a group that advocates for adequate storm protection. H.J., welcome to WNYC. Hello from New York.
Hello from New Orleans. Thank you very much, Brian, for having me on your show.
Give us the thumbnail version of what the judge said and what it means for the city.
What the judge was able to do, he was able to hold the Corps financially accountable, financially liable for the flood protection failures that affected much of this area after Katrina passed nearby. What that does, it provides relief for hundreds of thousands of people that live here that otherwise had no recourse, because the Flood Control Act of 1927 established immunity for the Corps of Engineers and for the government when they're doing what the Congress tells them to do.
This is why this ruling is so unusual, right?
It's unusual because the wording of the 1927 rule, from the way I read it, is limited the liability for flood control projects that the Corps would build and the Corps would mess up. You know, every time the Mississippi River levee fails in Iowa or Missouri or Illinois or stuff like that, and it seems to happen every few years, the Corps of Engineers can point to the Flood Control Act of 1927 and say, "Hey, you can't sue us."
And in
We're
fact,
just doing
was it,
our job.
Wasn't it the same judge who ruled last year that they were protected by this flood control law to give the government immunity, even though the Corps of Engineers was negligent in maintaining drainage canal walls in other parts of the city?
Yes, it was the same judge. And the difference here is that this failure that is referenced in this case happened along a navigational channel. And in the 1927 law, it didn't provide for immunity for the federal government when they're doing anything but flood control and flood protection projects. But because this was a navigational project, the lawyers thought, well, maybe we should go after them on this issue, even though they're negligent all over the place. New Orleans was flooded not by the storm itself, but by the failures of the levees to hold up. The levees and the flood walls and the floodgates and all sorts of stuff failed. In more than 50 places, we had failures of engineered structures. Structures engineered just as buildings are engineered, just as bridges are engineered. But somehow or another, because these engineers can't be held accountable, they seem to be a lot less careful than the people who do our bridges and buildings. But because this was a navigational project, you know, from start to finish, then it didn't fall under the heading of excusing the Corps from financial liability for screwing it up.
In fact, one way to look at Hurricane Katrina, the devastation from Hurricane Katrina, is that it wasn't a natural disaster because the storm didn't cause the devastation. The flooding did, and the flooding was, at least to a large degree, preventable.
Yes. In New Orleans and in southeast Louisiana, to a very large degree, in any protected area, it was very preventable. If the Corps had followed the rules established effectively by the Corps itself and armored the levees and monitored the levees and constructed the levees, along the east side of the lower Ninth Ward and Chalmette, in accordance with their own rules, they probably wouldn't have failed, and people would have had wet carpets instead of having, I mean, slab houses floated from their foundation because the water came up so fast and furious.
Which is why New Orleanians feel not only so damaged, but so hurt by what happened.
Yeah, people talk in what we call Katrina shorthand too often. And Katrina shorthand says, oh, yeah, a storm hit you. No. A storm did not hit New Orleans. The failure of engineered structures hit New Orleans. Just like a bridge falling and killing, you know, someone's mom, sister, brother, or dad.
So if the Corps of Engineers failed to follow their own procedures to prevent this kind of thing, how did it happen? Was it corruption? Was it lack of political will and funding? Was it ineptitude? How did
ineptitude,
it happen?
By and large, it was ineptitude. By and large, it was negligence. You know, think about, you know, the worst parody of a government office where everybody's sitting around pushing papers, playing solitaire on the computer, and not taking care of the people that they're being paid to serve. The Corps of Engineers, from what we have seen, became that kind of government entity where they're, you know, living for the coffee break, living for the pension, and not necessarily doing their job like professionals would do. I mean, shoot, what are the consequences? You know, you get a little bit of embarrassment. You don't tell people in a, you know, a party who you work for. But aside from that, they're paying their mortgage, they're paying their rent, they're getting a new car every few years, living the American dream, and, shoot, protected from the consequences of what regular corporate America is all about. If you make a mistake, you pay for it.
Well, that feeds into the argument that we're hearing from one side of the aisle in Congress now, saying, you know, if the government failed to regulate Wall Street, if the government failed to keep the levees from breaking in New Orleans, why are we going to trust them with health care? But I don't know if you want to go there.
Since Hurricane Katrina came nearby and our flood walls all failed, my trust for the federal government is at an all-time low and will probably stay at an all-time low. The government loves to get bigger and bigger and be less and less accountable and less responsible to the folks that they're affecting on a day-to-day basis. And the Corps of Engineers is just a branch of the United States Army, but by and large, 98% civilian. And the Department of Defense has spent millions in PR and other sort of advertising around here to sort of point the blame at we, the people of the city of New Orleans, even though by the Flood Control Act of 1965, it was clearly the federal government's responsibility to build and maintain, or build, you know, design and build the flood protection system. They don't even call it a flood protection system anymore. They've changed it to a risk reduction system, which is pretty lame considering, you know, many of us live, not most of us, but many of us live at or below sea level.
Are things better now?
Things are coming back to life. New Orleans is a port city. You know, the Mississippi River port, 30 miles downstream and 40 miles upstream of the city of New Orleans, is probably the biggest port complex in the world, moving more tonnage than anything that you can imagine.
But are things, and we're almost out of time, but are things better now in terms of the levees and the way the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers goes about their business?
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is spending a lot of money, but the way they go about their business and the way they choose the projects is still really flawed. There needs to be a federal water management sort of entity directing what they do instead of the funding being determined by Congress. A real water management entity telling the Corps, hey, this is important, lives are at stake if you don't do this, this, and this, rather than building some reservoir somewhere for some friends of some constituents in some inland area.
H.J. Boz, go ahead. Did you want to finish a thought there?
Yeah, too often flood control projects are done in accordance with how many favors a congressman needs to make another set of favors to another congressman.
H.J. Bosworth, Jr., Director of Research for Levees.org, a group that advocates for adequate storm protection, and I guess celebrating would be the wrong word, but at least happy about the Army Corps of Engineers being held liable for financial damages from the flooding for Hurricane Katrina, right?
It's a big step in the right direction.
Thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We'll finish up today with three approaches to time management. If you have the time, stay with us.